Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today, John.
Mike, we've talked about the fact that I published a book just about a month ago now. It's called The Intelligent Tsunami. So when I was writing the book, I would use these large language models as a way to fact check what I was writing. So I'd write some text, and then I would go to ChatGPT and I'd put accurate question mark, cut and paste the text, and do the same thing in Google Gemini. It did an amazing thing. Both of them would come back and give you kind of a bullet point outline of its analysis of whether this was accurate. And, you know, if it found things it thought was right, it would tell you why. And that was interesting because that might take you off in a whole different direction. But if it found something it thought wasn't accurate, it would tell you why. So now you can go back and edit what you do and, you know, do that process again. And, you know, if it finally said everything was accurate, then you felt pretty good. And some of these things can be wrong sometimes. So, but I kind of had the assumption that if ChatGPT and Google Gemini were both saying it's accurate, probably is. And then I ultimately had human experts read it too. Well, when I was at Kemet, I was the VP of strategy. I was the point person on Wall Street. And in the late 80s, Kemet was a subsidiary of Union Carbide, and this insecticide plant in Bhopal, India, had this massive gas leak, and 500,000 people were exposed to toxic gas, and several thousand people died. And the story I heard from the CEO was that Union Carbide had gone bankrupt, and the management team had the opportunity to buy Kemet from Union Carbide, which they did in the late 80s. And then when Microsoft came out with a Windows 95 upgrade, everybody had to buy a new computer, and all those computers had capacitors. And so the Kemet management team all made a lot of money. You know, they all made $10-15 million, and the CEO himself made about $100 million. So I write this story for the book. I go to these two large language models, say accurate, cut and paste the story, and ChatGPT comes back and says, you know what, Union Carbide didn't go bankrupt. It was restructured, but it didn't actually go bankrupt. And I thought, there's no way that can be true. And so then I go Google and do some other stuff, and, you know, sure enough, it's right. And that's amazing, Mike. I mean, here I am entering this prompt in 2024, and it goes back and finds this pretty esoteric piece of information from 40 years ago and says, you know, that's not exactly right. So that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It certainly is taking spell check and grammar check to a whole new level, isn't it?
So that is amazing. So I'm talking to this global engineering firm right now, and I'm talking to a design engineer. You know, she designs a facility, and the first thing she has to do is validate that she's complied with all the building codes. And that's a very labor-intensive process, and it would be really helpful, you know, if she had a system that could tell her in real time as she designed something, hey, that's not really in compliance, so you might do it a different way. But that's kind of public data, you know, that's out there. You know, a next level would be she has to comply with what the client specifies, you know, what their requirements are, and that would be a level above, you know, building codes. And then this engineering firm has, you know, engineers all over the world that have written reports when their projects were finished and validated that they complied with all these codes and, you know, have review notes about the project. And wouldn't it be amazing if she's designing a facility in Houston and there was a system that said, oh, by the way, there's this peer in your company that did something similar in Portland, Oregon, and, you know, and have you thought about this or have you thought about that? And so, you know, it's kind of similar to what ChatGPT did for Kemet, which was to say, you know, there's this piece of information over here that you didn't know about, you know, you ought to consider, you know, in the project you're working on. And that would be pretty amazing too. So I think this is a big thing for the state. And I think we have a lot of engineers, and it could be a pretty valuable thing that we could develop right here in South Carolina.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time and the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.